WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
Listen up, Slapnut. This is Jeff Jarrett.
Hey, this is Max Brown, King Robert from the Royals.
This is the undisputed future Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is EC3.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
I'm Bristol.
And I'm Aubrey from ATTV, Flippers Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins.
Yes, this is Broken, Not Hottie.
The greatest man that ever lived always likes a good rant, and you're listening to the greatest rant.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
I heard y'all wanted to hear a bedtime story.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
With your host,
they've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you.
Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
You can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
This right here means I'm the champ that runs the camp.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
I knew you'd come.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at GerWork.net, RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. I am your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash handyman, Sir Rockin.
The greatest time of the year is about to happen in 1 week. It's football season. Full on football season.
None of this fake crap. College, full on football season.
College is this. Actually, technically, start tonight. There's college all weekend. It's football season.
Ooh, does Louisville play? Oh, wait, yeah. Louisville does play this weekend. They're going to die. Yeah, we're not going to talk about it.
Anyway, it's at Wild Talk Radio, it's at Rock Radio Show, it's at Lindsay Ward. You can tweet us throughout the night. You come to WildTalkRadio.com, go work on that, RockRadioShow.com, talk us there. Twitch.tv/WTLive as well. We'll keep an eye on that as well. You can join us in all the fun places because we got some stuff to get into this evening.
We do, and just to make everybody aware, I've had a really, really doozy of a week, so my brain's probably Swiss cheese, so expect randomness tonight. My brain is just like, you done.
That's why I'm here.
That's why he's here, because between the two of us, he is the sane one. And by the way, if you're in Atlanta this weekend for one of the multitude of events, just to give everybody heads up, Xavier Woods should be in town for Dragon Con, so you should totally, like, you know, go say hi if you see him, but in a completely polite manner.
I love, by the way, that he shouted out Dragon Con on SmackDown.
Of course he did. Dude, this is like, he plans his year around Dragon Con.
Oh, I know. I'm just saying. I'm just mentioning it. Anyway.
So, anyway, moving on. And by the way, if you're going to Dragon Con, have fun, stay safe. If you're doing anything in downtown Atlanta this weekend, have fun, stay safe. Don't get too drunk. Please. Pretty please. So anyway, we have a lot to get into tonight. As we said, we've got news, we've got SmackDown, NXT. We're getting to talk about my favorite subject, Bray Wyatt. Yay! And then we might be doing, I'm sure we'll be doing Fortnite in some capacity after the show, so if you're here for Fortnite shenanigans, don't worry, we'll do something. We just have to find out if the squad is available or not. So I say we jump right into news spread your friends over at Gerwick.net and fightboot.com. What do you say?
Hockey's better. Yeah, let's get into it.
Hockey's better? Who said hockey's better?
Devils fan.
Dude.
I mean, with a name like Devils fan.
I know, but dude. Well, isn't it always hockey season? It feels like it's always hockey season.
It's not always hockey season.
But it feels like it's always hockey season.
Do you know why it feels like it's always hockey season?
Because I know too many hockey people?
Pretty much, yeah. There's two people that you really know that are hockey people. And
actually, one of them I would not qualify as hockey people. Oh my god. Okay, alright. So I'm watching the Atlanta-Miami game right now, and they're showing people from Dragon Con.
There you go.
In their costumes. And there's some pretty epic costumes. There's a Hook from Once Upon a Time. Yes, there's a Hook from Once Upon a Time. Respect.
What's Once Upon a Time? Anyway.
Yeah, what's that? I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
Anyway.
What?
We are going to jump right into news.
No, you were saying about hockey.
Oh, right. Hockey. Yes. I wouldn't call the one guy that I know just a simple fan.
No. He's...
He's kind of a fanatic.
Yeah.
He's kind of really ultimate, and he's a really big Predators fan. Yeah, I know that guy. He's big into the thing.
Would you say he's not just another goddamn hockey fan?
Sure, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. Love him. But yeah, we'll go with it. He's a little insane.
Anyway,
and the Falcons lose to the Dolphins.
Hey, at least it's not like... Anyway, moving on. I'm going to talk and mention that because you're going to make fun of it. And just go. Go work.
Oh, are they losing again? Are the Super Bowl champion Eagles losing again?
No, they're currently winning. Thank you very much. They just won a game. Thank you very much. They just won. Thank you.
You mean they recovered from their loss against the Browns last week?
Gerwick.net presents news. What's up first?
Did I mention the Eagles lost to the Browns 5-0 last week?
Can we just move on to the news presented by Gerwick.net?
No. And fightboot.com. So, lot of news this week. One of the biggest stories coming out is about Neville, and that is that supposedly he is no longer under WWE contract and that he's now free to work for whomever he wishes. There has been no confirmation on Neville's side from this, and there has been no confirmation from WWE publicly about this.
No, privately, yes.
Well, until it's public, it's not confirmed. I say supposedly because it could be true, it could not be true. Until I get a public confirmation, I'm not saying anything.
Do you want a public confirmation?
Yes.
He's now listed in the alumni section.
Okay.
there's your public confirmation.
Well, until they make the future endeavor statement, which they're not going to make in
this
case.
No, because they're just going to... He's gone. That's it.
Yeah, so he's officially... He is supposedly done, and there are rumors flying that he could be doing All In. Nobody's really sure what event he's going to show up at first. He's been pretty much non-existent since he walked out last year, so the rumors are flying about Neville right now, so we'll have to see where he turns up. But breaking news, I think last Friday, that Neville is supposedly no longer under contract with WWE, so I hope he finds what he's wanting on the indie scene and has a wonderful career on the indie scene.
Here's the positive. He can go back to wrestling, and that's what he wants to do, and that's what he needs to do, and he walked out. They held him under his contract because that's what they're supposed to do. All parties involved are probably happy it's over. Triple H won't be asked questions about Neville anymore. They could just move on with their lives and go from there. It was a sticky situation the whole time, and, well, both sides were wrong. Both sides were right at the same point.
My only thing is, it's like, if you sign a contract like that, it's kind of rude to walk out on it, and that's just me personally. I know he had his reasons, and he wasn't happy, and he'd had enough, and I respect that, but just to me, it's like whenever you hear somebody walking out on their contract and basically abandoning the agreement, it's like, that's kind of sort of a wuss move on my, you know, to me, because it's like, you agreed to do this. It's not just like, you know, you have an everyday job where it's like, you can just walk in and be like, look, I've had enough, I can't do this anymore, I quit.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like that type of job, and everybody should have the right to do that. But it's like, you know, it should be something that it's like, if they can't work it out with you, or they won't work it out with you, then just like stick it out until it's over, and then don't resign.
Neville Lucha Underground in New Japan, probably more New Japan.
I would say he's going to probably show up in Japan.
I would assume more New Japan.
What will be interesting is if he goes back to the UK. and he tries to work UK because WWE has a lot of agreements over there right now with several of the promotions. So it would be very, very interesting to see if he shows up, where he shows up there, if he shows up there.
The reason why I don't think he's going to go Lucha Underground, I think they're done taping.
Did they get another season?
Yeah, the season currently airing. I think they're done taping, or they were taping two seasons. I think it would be too late to work him into that, but I expect him Saturday at All In. That's just me. Anyway,
moving on from that, it was also announced that SummerSlam is leaving Brooklyn, finally.
No more at NXT Brooklyn 10.
We have
Brooklyn 5 in April, but beyond that.
SummerSlam is officially out of Brooklyn, and it's headed not too far up the road to Toronto, so it'll be there August 11th in 2019.
And they'll have the NXT week show and Raw and SmackDown. It's the whole weekend. Yeah, SummerSlam week comes to Toronto next year.
It's WrestleMania light.
Pretty much.
And speaking of returns, WWE is also slated to head back to Saudi Arabia November 2nd. No word on what the event will be called or any of the matches or who's going, but as expected, it should be an all men's event again because of the laws in Saudi Arabia. So everybody just cool your jets about that right now.
Because the women will work the all women show on Sunday, and then 5 days later, the men are going to Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. So it all balances out in Love and War.
Yeah. We'll see if it's a network special that hasn't been announced. They haven't officially announced it, but they've moved some dates around where they were going to be overseas and what have you. And yeah. So change the schedule. They're going to Saudi Arabia. That's what happens. Money talks.
Money, and they've got money to throw around.
Yes, they do. Saudi Arabia has a lot of money, and WWE's getting paid a lot of money for these shows.
Well, it'll be interesting to see if Taker goes over again.
I mean, he's going to Australia. I don't know if he's going to... Yeah, he's doing... No, was he doing... Yeah, he's doing Australia.
Yeah. It's like, dude, he's the main event.
Right. So I don't know if he wants to go to Saudi Arabia again. We'll see.
We'll see. Just quick note, Roman Reigns has been cast to do Disney's Elena of Avalar. He's voicing a character on the show. No word on what's the character's called or anything like that, but he will be guest appearing on that show. So that's a cool thing for him.
Yeah.
And before we get into WWE 2K19, because some names got dropped for 2K19, let's do the injury roundup.
Bones breaking, backs cracking, shoulders snapping. It's this week's injury roundup.
So Travis Banks with a dislocated shoulder.
# blame Brent.
Bones break.
There we go.
We're going to play it again?
No, I was moving the thing and it played. Anyway, keep going.
Sam Gradwell with a possible re-injured left ACL.
# blame Brent.
And then last but certainly not least and rather mysterious is Tony Storm.
# blame Brent.
And this is unfortunate for her because they're just getting ready to kick off the UK brand. And I know she was supposed to be a central part of it. They just got done taping the UK or the Mae Young Classic. And I believe she's in the, no spoilers about that. But I believe she went very far in that. Yeah. And so it's a real mystery as to what's actually injured on her. But the rumors are going around it's her spine.
But there's possibly, but she's going to be okay. It's believed there'd be nothing too serious.
She may just need to rest.
And with the Mae Young Classic finals happening eventually and everything like that, Evolution at the end of the month, which she's going to be a part of, and the UK show, there's a lot in the can already, so she has 2 months to recover. She'll be all right.
Yeah, she should be fine, but yeah, it's like, it's a mystery injury and it's a very unfortunate timing for her, but hopefully she can recover in enough time to pick right back up where she left off.
Devil's fan was like, God damn it, Brent, you don't hurt the Kiwi Bustle. He won it, but you never know.
Devil's fan, I'm just going to lay this out for you. Brent hurts your favorites. He finds them and he hurts them and he puts them on the shelf and then you have to yell at him, which I'll do later if you like. For you. I'll yell at him later because I yelled at him for Eric Rowan, so I'll happily yell at him for you for Travis Banks. No problem there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's what Brent does. He hurts your favorites because he touched my girl Toni Storm.
Yeah, so.
We're going to have words about that too. So
he goes, yes, please.
Okay. All right. We'll do. So last but certainly not least, exciting news for WWE 2K19 dropped today. We got the first roster reveal and they did it a little bit differently than what they normally do. They had a panel.
Yeah.
And
which was led by Rusev and Lana.
And the B team.
And the B team. Yeah, so there's a 3-part series. It's going to be led by Rusev and Lana with rotating guests. I know Sheamus and Cesaro are guests as well. I don't know who the third act is going to be, but I know Sheamus and Cesaro are part of it because he posted a picture a couple weeks ago about it. So
I don't know, but I'm excited.
So here are names, okay? There are 70 of these, so it's going to take a second. AJ Styles, we all knew that. The next 5 are new to the game. Adam Cole, Angelo Dawkins, Montez Ford. Surprise right there. Those two were in it. Kyle O'Reilly and Bobby Fish. No surprise there since Adam Cole's in it. Bobby Roode, Titus O'Neil, Ember Moon, Bayley, Elias, Rusev, Lana, first time playable. Curtis and Bo, the B team. Daniel Bryan, first time. Velveteen Dream, Woken Matt Hardy. Finn Balor, Kari Sane, new to the game. Sasha Banks, Liv Morgan, new to the game. Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Bray Wyatt is in the game.
Yay!
Jinder Mahal, the Singh Brothers for the first time in the game. Aleister Black, Drew McIntyre, Johnny Gargano, Ronda Rousey, first time in the game. Ruby Riott, Braun Strowman, Roman Reigns. I don't know why I have her twice. Dean Ambrose, Randy Savage, John Cena, Daniel Bryan, Goldust, Rey Mysterio, Roderick Strong, Rhino, Big Show, Pete Dunne, new to the game. Charlotte Flair, Ric Flair, Tyler Bate, new to the game. Fandango, Sarah Logan, new to the game. Tyler Breeze, Shayna Baszler, new to the game. Aegon Razor, Alicia Fox, Lex Bliss, Brock Lesnar, Baron Corbin, Chad Gable, Kurt Hawkins, Stash Wilder, Scott Dawson, Dana Brooke, Jason Jordan, Heath Slater, Cassius Ohno, Connor, Victor, Natalya, Nia Jax, Oney Lorcan, new to the game. TM61, Heavy Machinery, new to the game. Zack Ryder and Triple H.
Ew.
So those are the first 75 names released. This is a mixture of Raw and NXT talent. Next week will probably be SmackDown and NXT SmackDown talent for sure, and maybe some Legends and what have you. They reveal like 40 in the 30 something in the thing, and then they did a whole list of them at the very end of their video. The video is fun. We streamed it on our Twitch. Make sure you follow twitch.tv/WTLive. Yeah, so the roster is looking good. I like there's a lot of new faces so far in the game. I was surprised that Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins made it. A little bit. Velveteen Dream's cool. I like it. So far, so good. I'm not a big fan of how Tyler Bate looks. The internet's not kind of a big fan.
I feel like it's a bad picture of the model. When you get into the game, it might be better.
No, because it's not a picture. There's video.
Oh, there's video?
Yeah, it's not. It's okay. So Pete Dunne looks really good. Like, they even have him holding the belt out of his mouth, and it looks good. And there's Tyler Bate. And I heard someone made a comment about this, and this was a good comparison. It looked like they were going to put Trent Seven in the game.
Yeah, I'm surprised Trent Seven isn't in the game.
He might be. But it was like they were making Trent Seven, and then had to turn Trent Seven into Tyler Bate.
They've merged. They become one.
That's how someone compared what he looked like. And there's pictures comparing, here's a creator wrestler of Tyler Bate from 2K18, and here's the actual Tyler Bate, and the creator wrestler looks better.
Well, of course the creator wrestler looks better. But, because, I mean, essentially you can just upload Tyler Bate's face into the game. But, yeah, I'm giving it a chance and see. And they may, I don't think they can do anything to fix it, but they may fix it. Who knows? But, yeah, I mean, I'm surprised he would look that bad, but I shouldn't be because he was probably one of the ones that he was like, for all the champions, they're going to make the champions look really, really good. They're going to make their top tier talent look really, really good. And then there's that falling scale of people in the order where it's like, okay, if you're a second tier star, you're going to look okay. If you're kind of on, you know, on the bottom level, you're going to look, maybe you'll look okay. Maybe you won't look okay. Like, just, that's just how it's always been because they always concentrate their effort on the top tier talent.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you get lucky and you get a lower level tier person that, I don't mean to break them down into tiers like that, and I'm not saying Tyler Bate is a lower level tier person at all in terms of his work or his anything like that. It's just, you know, where he sits in terms of the roster, where it's like he's essentially NXT and he is a part of UK, but that hasn't started yet, so he's really kind of viewed as an NXT developmental talent right now. So that's where he's at in terms of that layer. He doesn't have a title. Like, it's if he was the sitting UK champion right now, they probably would have made a huge effort to make sure he looks like perfect, like they did with Pete Dunne. Like, my only thing with Pete Dunne is whoever did his entrance did not do the look of disdain right. Like, they just, his face is not snarly enough for his entrance in the game. That's my only complaint. Everything else is perfect. But yeah, in terms of Tyler Bate, we'll see. I mean, it could just be a bad video. It could have just been a bad something and we get into the game and he looks fine, or he could look really, really bad. But I mean, they'll correct it probably next year because I'm sure he will be a bigger star next year and they'll fix him up right. Cause it could be he's a model Like, they had to 3D model his face, and they didn't scan him, although I doubt that highly.
I doubt that. I think they
scan. I think they scan everybody.
Yeah.
More or less. I mean, it's basically, you come in, you're getting scanned.
And he's in the PC long enough so he can take a look. But yeah, so that's the roster. There'll be more next week. We'll break them down next week and see how that goes from there.
That's right. So we're going to take our first break of the evening, because that's all the news. And when we come back, we get to talk about my favorite subject, which is Bray Wyatt. And, well, we're going to talk about him potentially leaving the Broken Universe. Yay! So excited! So, anyway, you're listening to The Racket here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Every Saturday night, you never know what to expect when cigarette butts and bandanas hit the airwaves on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ha ha! Is that Shell Station open? Ha ha ha! Daddy might have himself some cigs.
I just got across a fucking freeway that would kill me. Eight fucking lanes. Eight motherfucking lanes. Dude, the Godfather of Extreme dies. He just fucking loses the match and keeps on kicking.
Fucking eight lanes, the motherfucking highway!
Alright, if this place is closed, I'm gonna kill somebody. Yeah, this place looks like I might get robbed by a guy of slightly darker complexion than I am.
Do you have to run back across the highway?
Yeah, I know. I gotta run across fucking three lanes of highway now. God damn it. The bad thing is, I probably don't have $7 to my fucking name, so I'm gonna have to use my damn credit card or my debit card as a fucking way to pay for $7.
Fuck, you fucking better be open. I fucking walked across 13 lanes of highway.
They're not open.
What the fuck? Are you sure you're not open?
Hell yeah. Oh my god. All right. Safe now. People aren't dying yet.
You ready, Rob? Now you gotta run again.
I do, because actually the fucking light's green. No one's coming. No one's turning, and I gotta go. I should have just crossed the other street, because now I gotta cross another street.
Somebody give me a goddamn...
Ah, fucking Sunday. You can't buy beer. Wait a minute, what time is it?
It's 12:30.
I'm a goo. Forget about it. Get it? Alright, I'll just smoke my cigarettes and be fucking happy. Oh no, that's fucking just perfect. Green light just came on this fucking. About to be plowed by fucking three 18 wheelers and a fucking Jeep Wrangler. Fuck me, man. I gotta light a cigarette for this run.
Whether you are a badass, a godfather, or anything in between, the answer is cigarette butts and bandanas live. Midnight, or as close as we can get, only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
So now you get to enjoy that nicotine, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/rackradioshow.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yes, this is Broken Not Hardy, and you are listening to The Rock Radio Show. Please tune in every chance you get. I find it absolutely wonderful.
I will delete you. Oh.
welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, Gerwick.net, or Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. Get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at FightBooth.com as well. And yes, that music, because I'm going to ignore the bumper, signifies one thing and one thing only, and that's that we get to talk about my favorite person who's not on TV right now, because reasons, Bray Wyatt. And basically, there are rumors swirling around Bray Wyatt and the Broken Universe, and that's basically that Matt Hardy is essentially de facto retired. It's supposedly he got a send-off this past weekend at a house show. Rebby's been saying that he's in a transition, and he's also been working as a producer backstage. There have also been numerous reports that he's hurting, his back is fusing into his hips. I mean, just he's got all kinds of things going on with him now, but the correlating thing is that he's done. For right now, he's done. He has to stop working, mainly due to injuries. So, well, that means one thing. Bray Wyatt's out of partner. What happens to Bray Wyatt? Hopefully he does a cannonball back into the lake. I mean, that's kind of what I'm hoping, but if not, well, where does he go? Who does he face? And what can we see out of the Eater of Worlds moving forward?
Very good questions. Very good questions, should say. Because this is a pivotal point in the career of Bray Wyatt. Coming off a sorta successful but unsuccessful pairing with Matt Hardy, a slight change in character, he's now going to be put in a position where he's going back on his own. And for Bray as a character, it's to the point where he needs to sorta redefine who he is and be put in a position where he can define who he is. Is he going to just be a guy on the roster for the next 5, 7, 8 years? Or is he going to be a household name for that period of time? Mainly, will he become the Jack Swaggers of the world, winning a championship and then sort of fading out and just being a guy and collecting a paycheck? Or will he be a guy who can constantly reinvent himself and stay atop that upper mid-card, main event level, and you go from there? You just have to wonder, what is it going to be for Bray?
I'm hoping it's the latter. I hope he wins many, many titles. I hope he wins all the titles. Although, I don't think women's quite suits him. Divas might be better, but...
Really? Really?
He'd look cute with a butterfly belt. I don't know what you're talking about.
I mean, Maria Kanellis wants it to come back, so, you know what I mean?
Maria! No! No! Please do not bring that thing back. Please, no.
Maybe not the exact looking bell, but you can bring the... Anyway, keep
no, going. Don't bring the Divas Championship back.
You don't need it. But anyway, I saw her point in having a third championship for the women. That's all.
There should be a third championship for the women, but it shouldn't be the Divas Championship. Don't, because the name Diva itself has a negative connotation for the women, and I don't think any of them want that. But we're not talking about that. We're talking about Bray Wyatt.
The ultimate diva.
The ultimate diva. Bless him. And I want the world for Bray Wyatt, because I love Bray Wyatt. I think that's a well-established fact, if you've listened to this show ever, that I love the man, I love the character, I love everything generally that he does. The last few months have been painful for me, because I'm not a huge fan of the Broken Universe, but if it gets him on TV, if it gets him a title, if it gets him relevant again, well, alright, let's do the thing. It's tricky because, like you said, it was semi-successful. They were on a run. They were doing really well. They won the titles in Saudi Arabia. They were super strong. And then Matt started to have health issues. And as Matt's health issues got worse, obviously the team started to break down, and it got to the point where they did have to take the tag team titles off of them to allow Matt time to rest and get testing done and all of that. And with that, Bray sort of faded back into the background.
What also didn't help their run was the lack of teams. While it has been fun, B-team versus the leaders of the world, it's the B-team, it's Axel and Bo. They're far down the pecking order in terms of top-tier talent. If you had more successful teams on the brand, it would have helped their run as a team. They could have better matches and more of a focus.
I still want my Bray Wyatt versus Bo Dallas match. I still want it.
You're never going to get it.
I want it.
You're never going to get it.
Never
going to get it. Never going to get it.
But yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, the roster split is great. for every division pretty much except the tag division, simply because you can only have a handful of tag teams on each show, and that means you only have a handful of tag teams to go for the title. So once Bray Wyatt and Matt Hardy burned through really everybody that was available to them, because this was, they won the titles at a time when AOP was not available to them, they were dealing with passport issues, so they couldn't work, and
You had, and the Revival was just coming back from injury. You didn't have any tag teams on Raw, so that's why Matt and Bray were put together. You were sort of mixed matching tag teams. You had Drew and Dolph were sort of becoming a team, but they were not put in the tag team title picture. And you had a lot of undercard teams. You didn't have the top tier teams like you have on SmackDown, the New Day, the Usos, and the Bar, because the Bar went to SmackDown. The Club went to SmackDown. All the legitimate tag teams that had been together for a long period of time weren't on the brand. So it's like you have a couple guys who just are floating around, sort of trying to make good with what they have. And it was a struggle for them. It really was. It's like they were on TV every week, but it was like they had no full-on direction. There was no feud you could really sink your teeth into until the B-team feud, and that was more on the B-team end rather than the leader's end.
Right, yeah. No, and that's completely true.
But now it's coming out of it, and Bray's going to be on his own, and you have to wonder where he goes and who he goes on the fight. And you look at the roster, and this is the... If they're going to put him as a babyface, which in all likelihood he's going to be, there are not a lot of quality heels for him to face that aren't taken.
Well, let's keep in mind that when they start the new direction for him, it will be after Hell in a Cell. Let's just get it out there right away, right now. It's not going to start Monday, sadly. It will be after the next pay-per-view before they can get anything going for him. So he's going to be held off TV a little bit until they can get that started. What worries me is that the new persona that he was doing, the Samael persona, let's call it that, really hinged on Matt and playing off of Matt. And so it's, who is Bray Wyatt now? Bray Wyatt for the last 5-ish years was always tied to Abigail and was possessed by Abigail and was driven by Abigail. And now he takes a plunge into a lake and she's gone. And we're left with this version of Bray Wyatt, which it's not a bad version of Bray Wyatt, but I feel like we haven't been exposed enough to it to really know if we like it or if we hate it. And I feel like he hasn't had enough time to flesh it out. I could be completely wrong and he could have a complete, you know, a total character built around it because he's just that type of person. You can tell he is, that he knows he's creative enough that he's got this potentially all figured out. He just hasn't been able to get it on TV for us to really be exposed to it because, again, the Deleters of World were really driven by Matt. Bray was under Matt's control. And if you want to fight that point with me, I will fight you on that. Because damn it, Matt was not under Bray's control. Bray was under Matt's control. That was very, very clear. Bray went into Matt's lake. Matt drove Abigail out of Bray. And Matt really controlled the lantern. Therefore, he controlled Bray. Anyway, moving on. So now it's Matt's gone. What happens to Bray? Who is Bray without Matt? And I feel like we don't know the answer to that, and I hope he knows the answer to that, and I hope creative knows the answer to that, but I'm kind of worried they don't. And for me, it's like, I'm worried that they're not going to have any finality. Like, Bray and Matt are just going to ambiguously break up one day, and we're never going to see it, and we're not going to know, and Bray's just going to turn up solo. I almost feel like they do need to have a formal breakup between the two, where Bray seizes control of his own destiny, or Matt turns on Bray.
Or they could do a video at the house and sort of have a final meeting of the minds and sort of break up there. Where you don't have to do a physical turn. You don't have to break them apart, but Matt sets him free.
Yeah, something to send Bray Wyatt on his merry way and allow him to really move forward. You know, I don't want them to leave that end loose, but I feel like that's what's going to happen with him because they're just not going to put the time and the energy and the effort into doing that. Now, what would be cool is if Matt just like put a video out on Twitter and he's like, boom, here it is. And they just do it. But I don't know if they can get away with that.
They can. They could.
And I mean, and honestly, that's really all it would need to be is just Matt puts it out on Instagram that and Twitter and everywhere else that, you know, there was a meeting of the minds and we have decided that we're going to break up basically. And you have that video between Bray and Matt of them breaking up. And then it's Bray starts being Bray and whatever that is. either on social or you have him show up on Raw and you have him start cutting those promos again, because that's honestly, that's really what led people to Bray, is his ability to speak. He's a good wrestler. Don't get me wrong. He's fine in the ring, but his charm and his speaking ability is what draws people to him. And that's kind of what's been lacking with him, is he has not been able to speak. They've really sort of limited his promos. So if we can get those really sort of almost lyrical promos that what we had in the past or something very similar to it, that would be hugely beneficial to him, because he can go out there and he can get his message across again, and he can bring people back to him, because I feel like a lot of people have sort of gotten bored with him. Because again, it's, you know, the Deleters of Worlds was a cool idea, and I wish they had been adversaries, like real adversaries, not just teasing and laughing with each other the whole time, versus what this has been. Like, just the way that they did the story was a little weird, and I wasn't a huge fan of it, but it's neither here nor there. But if they can get him back into a position where he can speak, that's going to help him get whatever this new character is over.
So, I go back to the question. Who does he feud with?
Everybody. Everybody! The entire roster. Except Becky Lynch, because she would kill him.
So, looking at the Raw roster, there are not a lot of strong candidates for Bray Wyatt at the moment. Because, let's take the Shield and Drew and Dolph and Braun out of the equation, right?
Right.
You are left with the likes of Bobby Lashley.
No, he's a babyface.
Who's a babyface? Bobby Roode. If they turn Bobby Roode heel, that would work.
They turn Bobby Roode heel, that would work, but I don't think that's going to happen.
You have Finn, but babyface. You have Jinder Mahal.
I don't think they're going to go back to Bray and Finn, just because we're all having still flashbacks to the whole Abigail Demon scenario, and the fact that the only thing that saved us from that was Bray Wyatt getting a mysterious illness and having to be out for a month. Like, that's the only thing that saved us from that. I hope everybody realizes that was like a strike of fate. That was like, no, this is not going to happen. Like, the entirety of the universe willed that not to happen. Where somebody just went, no. So yeah, I don't think they're going to go back to Finn. Plus, Finn is embroiled with Baron Corbin right now. So unless that's going to wrap itself up at Hell in a Cell, and they're going to move Finn and Baron away from each other.
They can move. And I like how you completely ignored Jinder Mahal.
Jinder, they're trying to get over as a babyface. I don't feel like they're going to do babyface versus babyface.
Is it Jinder a babyface?
He's kind of being a babyface.
I think he's being an annoying heel with his Zen stuff.
I don't read it like that at all.
That's how I'm reading it. I'm going to get to that. That was saying. Mojo Rawley?
No.
There's your card. There's
Elias. Elias isn't doing anything.
But Elias,
he's
Bray will
technically heal.
I mean, Elias and Bray could be a thing. Now,
I feel like Elias has always been like the skinnier, more handsome version of Bray. Like, if they could get Bray to look like Elias, like, the world would open for him.
So, Devil's Fan brought it up, and I was going to bring it up. Kevin Owens and Bray Wyatt. Yes, I know Kevin Owens quit on Monday. We'll see where that program goes. But that wouldn't be a bad battle.
It wouldn't be a bad battle, but it's the question of, is KO going to come back as a babyface, or is he going to come back as a heel? We don't know. That being said, I would not object to Kevin Owens versus Bray Wyatt. They were kind of sort of teasing it on the house shows. I think they were testing it to see how it did, to see how the two worked together. And I have little doubt that between the two of them, they could put together something really fantastic. I really would not object at all to that. But it's all in the details of how that all goes down. But yeah, just the promos alone, basically Bray talking in riddles and Kevin being like, I don't even know what that means to Bray, would be perfect.
Beyond that, there really isn't much. And that says a lot about the roster right now. There isn't a lot beyond the top few talent. Everyone else is just sort of floating around.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. The Shield is there, but the Shield is not there. They're not really running as a unit. It's Seth and Dean together, and then it's Roman on his own. And then when they come together, they come together, but as we saw Monday, they're not running as a unit. They're running as a pair and a single. And so that opens up an opportunity for Bray, especially since they really don't have anything for Dean to do. You could do Dean and Bray.
You could.
Because it's like, I know they keep saying the Shield's baby faces. I don't believe it for a second. But Dean's kind of playing that rough, tough, growly, short-tempered SOB that he was originally. If Bray's going to do the babyface thing, this would be a good opportunity to mix it up between the two. And maybe you don't put him with a pure good guy. You put him maybe with a tweener like Ambrose or Rollins and let them go. Like, you could bring Bray back and maybe have Bray go for the title, for the IC title.
You could, but again, they're taken. That's why I was trying to keep them off the board. They're taken for a while. It appears that is the direction they're going with. It's just they're unavailable to him. Say in the next 6 weeks, next 8 weeks, they're taken. So unless you're going to keep Bray off TV for another 8 weeks, you really have to sort of keep them excluded from the picture. That's all.
I know, but you have to give... And the other option is unless somebody comes up from NXT. That's the only other thing I can figure is that they bring up a talent from NXT to fill some of the vacant spots on Raw for the people that are injured and they're going to be out for a while to provide Bray with a person to feud with, but I just don't think that's going to happen. Or they bring somebody over from SmackDown to feud with Bray, but right now it looks like the only option for Bray really is Kevin Owens because he doesn't have anything going on. And again, I wouldn't have a problem with that, but yeah, I would like to get Wyatt versus Ambrose again at some point just because that is, I feel like that could be something really fantastic if they let it be fantastic. And we've never really like gotten, I think, the full blown, like they've teased it and they kind of did it and it was okay, but they weren't really concentrated on it. I feel like if they did a full on concentrated blown out feud between the two, that it could be a lot of fun because you've got two really creative guys working together and they can put together some absolutely fantastic stuff, but we'll have to see. But for now, I don't get Bray Wyatt on Mondays. It just hurts.
It hurts.
So depressing, y'all. It's so depressing.
It hurts your soul. It hurts your mind, your body, your soul.
I was upset Monday. I was like, damn it, where is he? Y'all don't understand. I watch Raw to see Bray Wyatt. That is one of my main reasons for watching wrestling is Bray Wyatt. And he is not on my TV right now, goddammit. It's upsetting.
But he should be back very shortly.
I know. But in the meantime, it's like, not fair. Not okay. And also, he's had a lot of personal stuff going on, so that's partially why he's off TV.
That takes part of precedent.
I mean,
that's sort of why everything sort of stumbled and whatever. He's had a busy few months.
Well, I feel like that's kind of like the story of his life for like the last year is his personal issues that have been going on behind the scenes have taken its toll on his career. Like, I still maintain that they stalled his career out for certain reasons to get him past that. And then once he's past that, they're going to really kick him back into high gear. But I could be completely wrong on that. It could have just stalled out on its own. But I feel like somebody backstage did him a solid.
There were factors in play.
There were factors in play that were that helped him out with that. So, but again, could be completely wrong. Could be talking out of my ass. Who knows? But yeah, so I think that does it for the Bray Wyatt talk.
Yeah.
So we're going to take our second and final break of the evening. And when we come back, we'll be doing Tweet of the Week, SmackDown Throwdown, NXT Rundown, all your favorites. And then later tonight, we will be doing Fortnite in some way, shape, or form. I don't know what, but we will be doing it. So you want to stay tuned for that. But for right now, you're listening to The Rock right here on WallTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Instagram. Instagram.com/RackRadioShow.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with The Raw Post Show.
Suplex City, bitch!
From the big returns...
Maybe I have one more ass-kicking left in. I thought to myself... Maybe I have one badass spear left in me. And I thought to myself, maybe I have one last devastating jackhammer in me. So, Brock Lesnar, not only does that mean that you're next, but most importantly, it means, Brock Lesnar, you're last.
To the shocking moment.
First off, thank you so much for that. Yeah, what's up, Detroit?
And the moments that leave you speechless.
You know, Chris, if you're going to put something on that list, why don't you start with that terrible scarf of yours? I mean, while I'm looking at you, you can add those rinky-dink tattoos on there, your tacky little haircut, your creepy mustache, and how about those trunks, Sparkle Crotch?
What?
Sparkle Crotch. They're sparkly. Rhinestones all over the place. Sparkle Crotch. Go ahead, get it on the list, write it down. Sparkle Crotch.
I'm going to say this one time. I am not Sparkle Crotch!
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, y'all, you want to get social with The Rack? Follow us on Twitter, twitter.com/RackRadioShow.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
This is Angelina Love, your six-time knockout champion and the sacred seductress, and you are doing the right thing because you are listening to The Rack Radio Show.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on wildtalkradio.com, brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over at gerwick.net, rackradioshow.com, wildtalkradio.com, or Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you get a quick second, check out the fine folks over at fightbooth.com as well. And it's the third segment. And if you're a regular listener of the show, you know that means Tweet of the Week.
Well, I used to be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
So I had a really hectic work week this week, so I wasn't really able. Oh wait, do I actually have tweets? I think I actually have tweets. I actually have tweets. Never mind. But I did have a really hectic work week. I thought for a second that I didn't have tweets. And then I was like, oh, wait, no, I did. I remembered to favorite someone Friday last week. Go me!
Read your tweets.
So anyway, so somebody asked the Wendy's Twitters, do you love Bray Wyatt?
Oh, God.
To tie into
oh god
our previous conversation. Oh, and the Wendy's Twitter Lord. Goes, he's cool. And she replies, cool. And Wendy's replies, cool, cool, cool. I really kind of wish Bray Wyatt had gotten in on that conversation. That would have been amazing.
Yeah, that would be cool.
He could have put over Wendy's, my god. Somebody tweets, Wendy's, yo, Wendy's, WTF is this? And it's Wendy's iced tea in a bottle at a gas station. And Wendy's is like, who gave out our secret plans? Twizzler's Twist tweets, Wendy's, hey, Wendy's, so you still don't have that have a strawberry frosty, but what about a strawberry frosty?
Really?
Ha 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 ha. Funny, really?
Okay.
Faryad tweets, just noticed the text in the arena on the NXT TakeOver signs. An angry Rusev orders Lana to get out. What's up, Rusev? What did Lana do? Rusev responds, somebody, inappropriate joke.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
And that's all I have.
That's all you got?
That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Naomi, I would like to, like for everyone to know, Lana and I are no longer on speaking terms at this point in life. Reason being, she went to Beyonce's concert and lived her best life unbeknownst to me. Thanks to everyone who supported me through this difficult betrayal.
Lana, how could you?
It's the ultimate crime right there. Going to Beyonce without Naomi. Come on now. So you know the picture of Tyler Bate in WWE 2K19?
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were adding Tyler Bate in 2K19, not my Uber driver from last night.
Oh, Jesus. By the way, I have one more entry after you're done.
Okay. Bad boy Joey Janela. Since children wrestling is all the rage and buzz these days, I'm starting a children's death match company. Who's going to support? And what should I call it? He has four options, okay? The BWK, the Barbed Wire Kids, the KOD, Kids of Deathmatch, Daycare Deathmatches, or Tubes or Us Kids. I like Tubes or Us Kids.
Daycare Deathmatches.
And Dave, yeah, Deathcare Matches won the poll.
Daycare Deathmatches. Second would be Barbed Wire, but yeah, Daycare Deathmatches. It has a nice ring to it. Not gonna lie.
And what's your injury?
Oh, not injury. Entry.
Oh, entry. I thought you said injury.
No, entry into Two of the Week.
Oh, I got more of it. If it doesn't happen in the Mae Young Classic, can someone book Tony Storm versus... Oh, I should say Lance Storm. If this doesn't happen in the Mae Young Classic, can someone book Tony Storm versus Rachel Evers? Not just because the match would be great, but to amuse me for the last name connection. Because Evers is Lance Storm's real last name, and they gave it to Rachel Ellering. Get it?
And you have Tony Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's... Yeah, go Lance.
Someone tweets, Carmella, can I have your phone number? She goes, yes, it's 555-2424.
Oh, God. And you know somebody believed that.
I know. Nicole Matthews. Anyone else hate how their face looks when they talk? Just me? Cool. Shayna Baszler. I hate how your face looks when you talk to.
Shayna. That's your friend, I think.
Tommaso. Yes, they're friends. Tommaso. The PWA 500 came out. Here's the top 10. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Number one, Tommaso Ciampa. Number two, the greatest sports entertainer of all time. Number three, the champ. Number four, the main event. Number five, Mr. Takeover. Number six, Psycho Killer. Number seven, Tommy Sports Entertainment. Number eight, Blackheart. Nine, see numbers 1 through 8. Number 10, photo below. And it's Ciampa holding up the championship.
Tommaso.
And finally, Dr. Lupo. Team barely any sleep. Please don't go off alarm. Oh, crap. I'm going to be late.
Aw, poor Dr. Lupo. He probably had an early flight today.
He's in Seattle at the moment, yeah.
So, one more entry into the Tweet of the Week because I just saw it. Kane, WWE, the official Kane Twitter.
Hold on, I should know. Kane tweeted for the first time in a while.
Yeah. Check out Glenn Jacobs TN. I hear he's a great guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to
this week's SmackDown Showdown.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Before we get into SmackDown, there is one thing I want to bring up because I forgot to talk about it earlier. And I feel like we should at least mention it on this show because apparently there's a huge tizzy going on about Izzy taking a pile driver or a chokeslam. And she's 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a bunch of people who are pissed off about the fact that you have a 13-year-old taking bumps and how a 13-year-old should not be taking bumps, especially...
12-year-old.
12-year-old, especially one of that advanced degree, which apparently she's getting wrestling training.
Yeah.
At 12?
Yeah.
At 12.
Yeah.
That's not good.
No, but, I mean, depending on the training, she shouldn't be taking bumps. If you want to do headlocks and stuff like that, that's fine, but she should not be taking bumps at 12 years old.
No, she should not. So, yeah, I just wanted to bring that up. Like, we're not really going to discuss it, but I just saw it where a bunch of people were commenting about the event and how really, you know, the promoter and the person doing the move and really everybody involved from the promotion side should have known better. And they really should have to be able to advise her parents and her, hey, maybe that's not a good idea. And it could be that was said and they wanted to press forward with it anyway, but that's something that you really kind of have to put your foot down with and be like, look, this is not going to be good for her. You know, something very, very bad could happen. So how about we just not, you know?
Yeah.
So just wanted to bring that up. So anyway, smack it down.
Cool Devil fan. He was next to Paige at Black Craft Wrestling. That's cool.
That's awesome, dude.
The New Day came out to start the show, and they had a big celebration for being the new five-time tag team champion. Big E waited his whole life to re-mention five in his career.
He's so happy right now.
But all hail King Booker! Hold on a second.
Holding.
Have we left King Booker on hold long enough yet?
Anyway, oh, is he still on hold?
I think so. I think he's still on hold. Anyway, New Day was so excited. King Booker is here. He called Xavier the Wise, Sir Kofi the Brave, and Big E. And Big E was so upset. Like, he accused him of Booker going out full on Saxton on him. It's like, but like, he's already big. He's Big E.
He's the Big E.
And then Booker welcomed them to the Five Timers Club, and he did a spin-a-rooney, and they all did spin-a-roonies. It was fine. It was pointless, but...
Well, okay, no. To be fair, two of the three did spin-a-roonies. Big E tried a spin-a-rooney, and
They spun him.
He kind of flopped on his back and stuck his legs up in the air, and they had to spin him around, and then he popped up. But yeah, he technically did a spin-a-roonie.
It was a pointless segment. It got a pop because of King Booker.
I mean, it was cute. It was a fun way to start off SmackDown. It was a good celebration for New Day. It's always nice to see Booker. And yeah, I mean, it was just something fun and stupid and silly to start the show. So good on him for doing it. It didn't take up too much time, which was fine. So yeah. And it's New Day being New Day. And then they went over to the commentary table.
They did.
For our first match of the evening.
They did. In what we thought was going to be the Bar versus the Good Brothers, they somehow found the Colognes, and they had a triple threat tag team match with the Bar moving on, and they'll now face the winner of another triple threat match, which is Rusev Day versus the Usos versus Sanity next week. For whatever that will let them get the shot at New Day at Hell in a Cell.
Is it wrong that I completely forgot that the Colognes were on SmackDown?
Well, seeing as they've been hurt for a while, no. And it's kind of bad that I forgot the Usos were on SmackDown. Anyway,
I knew the Usos were on SmackDown and that they had kind of been like resting them a little bit because I think one of them was hurt-ish.
No, legit. Like, I thought, I forgot. Like, they brought it. They were saying there's another triple threat next week. It's like, with who? It's Sanity and who else? And I completely forgot the Usos. It's been a while and it's like, I just forgot the Usos. My bad.
Yeah, they've kind of took their foot off the gas pedal a little bit with them, which has been okay because you kind of needed to do that to give them a rest, and they moved the Bludgeon Brothers into the spotlight, and well, now we know what Brent did to the Bludgeon Brothers. Thanks, Brent. And so now they're pushing them back into the spotlight again.
Pretty much. So the Bar is moving on to next week. Jeff Hardy issued a challenge for Hell in a Cell to Randy Orton inside Hell in a Cell because... reasons they need to go in Hell in a Cell. The promo was fine, but
I don't feel like they need to go inside Hell in a Cell, but
Jeff wants to do a Hell in a Cell, so Jeff's gonna get to do a Hell in a Cell.
But I mean, if you're gonna put anybody in Hell in a Cell, why don't you put AJ and Joe in the cell? AJ and Joe really should go in the cell.
But AJ and Joe's not gonna end there. That's the problem. If AJ and Joe was ending at Hell in a Cell, then that'd be fine. But they're not ending at Hell in a Cell. They're actually going to be wrestling at Super Showdown, so...
Okay.
They're dragging that program out.
Thus, by the way...
It doesn't need to be in the cell.
Randy, honey, can you not on your Twitter... Can you not talk about how you're going to satisfy your wife? I don't need to see that. That's really TMI.
Oh, you caught that, huh?
Oh, yes. I caught that in a major way. Like, y'all two, it's called DMs, and it's called text messages, and it's called FaceTime. Utilize it. You don't need to be putting that out in public, okay? We don't want to see that.
Billy Kay defeated Naomi, so Naomi is coming up short against the Iconics, which probably means she needs a partner at some point.
Well, Becky Lynch is out.
Are the Iconics ready for Asuka?
Maybe.
Probably gonna be a thing. Also on the show, trying to see if there's any other matches. All right, so Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella came to the ring, and they were talking up their tag team matchup at Hell in a Cell, and they talked about how Daniel Bryan, speaking of keeping it in the DMs, Daniel Bryan came out on live television, said how hot it was that his wife punched Miz in the face.
I mean, it was kind of hot. Go Brie.
I'm just saying.
Okay, there's a difference between Daniel saying how hot it was that Brie punched Miz in the face and Randy Orton saying how he's going to sexually satisfy his wife when he gets home. And not only that, that he satisfied her before he left.
See, you brought it all up. You didn't have to bring it all up.
Oh, no, I have to bring it up.
I'm surprised it wasn't Tweet of the Week worthy.
Wasn't so absolutely horrified by it, it probably would have been. Wow, that's really, 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 really blue. That's like, whoa, my God, they found a worse blue. Wow, that's like punch you in the face blue.
Which Randy apparently didn't have. So we're moving it on.
Sorry, I'm also watching HGTV while we're doing this, and there's a house flipping show on, and you're just going to hear random comments because there's no football.
You talked about his... You can put the NFL Network on. There's football. He talked about the Miz feeling it last week and said, just like always, Miz was acting. Bryan says he acts like he didn't cheat at SummerSlam and acts like he has the hardest punch in WWE. Miz is a terrible actor and he's not even a tough, can't even act like a tough guy. He talked about what Brie did, and Brie talked about how it felt so good to do it. She said a wife can only sit back and take so much when someone disrespects her husband. She said Miz and Maryse always cheat together, but Hell in a Cell, there won't be anywhere to run. Zelina Vega and Andrade Cien Almas came out. They all exchanged words. It led to a matchup which Paige eventually made to Daniel Bryan versus Andrade Cien Almas. And thank God they put this match on television, because damn, this is going to be a good series of matches if they actually let them go and have them. Because this was really good, Daniel Bryan and Andrade Cien Almas.
Oh, yeah. This was fantastic. And Zelina looked super cute. So did Brie. But yeah, the match itself was so good. Because, again, you have two guys who can really go, and I feel like Andrade has really been hitting his groove, not only in NXT, but since he's come up from NXT, he kind of stumbled a little bit when they brought him up, because they brought him up, and they didn't really have anything for him right away, but they're now finding their way on SmackDown, and he's making a lot of strides, and he's allowed to be able to show what he can really do in the ring, which is awesome, and I would very much appreciate more matches between Andrade and Daniel, please. But then it's like, you can put Daniel Bryan in the ring with anybody and it's going to be fantastic. You know it's going to be fantastic. But yeah, this was just superb, and I'm a little sad that they did it for free, but I'm not going to complain that they did it for free.
We didn't get a real winner. Daniel Bryan won by disqualification after Miz interfered. There were a couple near good close falls at the end. Miz and Maryse got involved and they left. They all left Daniel Bryan laying. So yeah, interesting to see. See, they left Daniel Bryan Brie laying. So yeah, it should be fun. I like that Andrade and Zelina are mixing it up in that. That's not a bad combination. I wouldn't mind Zelina versus Brie at some point.
I like that they're letting Zelina wrestle.
Yeah.
I love that they've allowed her to start wrestling and not just be a manager for Andrade, that she now has more of a purpose. And she's a good addition to the women's roster. And when eventually you do break them apart, because you will at some point, she's already going to be established in the division, because eventually she will turn her eye to the SmackDown Championship. It's just a question of when she's going to do that.
Samoa Joe and AJ Styles went back and forth in promo. So AJ Styles was in the ring. He said Joe's good at mind games. He's got him right where he wants him, but he's proven that he's not man enough to take the title away from him. He said Joe doesn't have the courage to face a man-to-man. In fact, he's not a man. AJ said he's the champion. He makes the rules on SmackDown Live and demanded Joe make his way down to the ring so he can knock his teeth down his throat. Joe said he wasn't going out there. He said he's just proving his point. While he's out there playing superhero, who is at home playing a role model to his kids? Joe said he's not done being daddy yet because it's too much fun. He picked up his phone. He called Wendy, asked about AJ's daughter, Annie. He said he would keep AJ's promise and send him home. He then said he stopped by for the back-to-school barbecue and to save a plate for him. He said he'd be by the house next Tuesday.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Another late entry.
Hold on. We'll get to that. Just hold your entry. So, yeah. So, it looks like we're going to get Joe and AJ at AJ's house probably next week.
Maybe, because Joe put it out on social, a picture of him on a plane that says, fire up the jet. Who's ready to go to a barbecue? Joe, you dick. I love you so much. I just have one problem with this. And that was AJ's like, well, you don't have the balls to face me man to man. Well, he did. He did have the balls to face you man to man. He did it at SummerSlam, and you won when you beat him with a chair. That's how AJ won that match. It wasn't the other way around. It wasn't that Joe was running from AJ at all. He's playing mind games with him. He was screwing with him, but in the end, Joe got physical with AJ. Like, there's no reason for Joe to be afraid of AJ.
Well, AJ used the chair, not Joe.
Well, that's what I said.
No, you said it the other way.
Oh, sorry. I meant to say that AJ used the chair to beat Joe, so it's like Joe manned up. It was AJ the one that was a little bit cowardly there, so yeah, it's like,
Then our main event was Charlotte versus Carmella for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Good matchup, but right away we had, we want Becky. We want Becky. But Charlotte and Carmella had a really good matchup. Charlotte won with the figure eight. Good match. Good match overall.
Would you like to tell the world your theory about why they're having a problem with Becky Lynch right now?
In a second, because after the match, Becky ran down, attacked Charlotte from behind, and the fans are going crazy. She's just laying into her with kicks and punches. She then picked up the microphone, and she said, she will get her way come hell in a cell. She's taking her title back. You bitch.
There you go, Becky. Get you some, Becky. Do the thing. We're all behind you.
They're booking Becky Lynch like a heel. She is attacking people, laying them out. She should have been standing tall, being booed by the crowd. But instead, it was Becky, Becky, and all these cheers. And Charlotte's laying on the mat, being booed. There is one reason why this is not working the way they want. And it's five letters. Flair.
Do it with... Oh, wait, no.
Who can feel sorry in wrestling for Flair?
I mean, he's kind of got a point with that. He really does kind of have a point. It's you never really cry when Ric Flair got turned on, because he always turned on everybody else, and Charlotte's turned on Becky before. Charlotte screwed Becky over pretty much constantly this past year. So, or I shouldn't say constantly, but Charlotte screwed Becky several times in terms of the title over the last little bit. So, you know, again, it's only fair that Charlotte gets what's coming to her in terms of Becky. And it's really hard to have a bad guy when the bad guy's reasons for doing what they're doing are 100% relatable and 100% understandable. Like, just saying, like, we've all seen it. We talked about it on SummerSlam, that Charlotte easily could have waited and she didn't, and she screwed Becky over. So, yeah. Yeah, Becky's really justified for what she's doing right now. And that's why I think everybody is behind her, because it's like, goddamn, finally. You finally had enough of her shit and you're doing something about it. Thank God. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
But again, Flair is the reason why.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was SmackDown. It was pretty good. Enjoyable.
It was good. It was entertaining. They're building nicely to Hell in a Cell. But NXT?
It's time for this week's edition of the NXT Rundown.
So this episode was about trying to find out who attacked Aleister Black.
But I'd like to add that William Regal looked better this week.
Yeah, he looked healthier. He's been looking healthier as the weeks have gone by. So there's throughout the night, we had many moments in William Regal's office. And, you know, we saw Velveteen Dream in there. We saw the Forgotten Sons in there. And they won an opportunity, so they're going to get an opportunity next week. We saw Nikki Cross in there.
Bless that fruity little Scottish nutball. I love her.
And she's rolling around screaming, I know a secret, I know a secret.
Because she saw it.
Yeah, she knows who did it.
She knows who did it. She saw the whole thing.
But her rolling around on Regal's desk was amazing. Bianca Belair was like, are you serious with all this? Are you serious?
I like how she's like, well, when you're done with your pet, come find me. And Regal's like, what do you want me to do with this? Like, there's nothing I can do about this right now.
That was the best segment on the show, was Regal and Nikki Cross.
And the nice little touch of Nikki trying to play with Bianca's hair. And Bianca's like, no, don't you touch my hair. Like, just the interaction between the two was fantastic. It was great. I love Nikki Cross so much. And Bianca Belair. It's perfect.
Okay, here's a negative for the show.
Hmm.
No dude should have the last name Menzies.
No.
Keith Lee beat Luke Menzies. That's such a bad last name.
Dude needs to work on that.
Yeah, change the name. Show opened with Gianni Gargano coming to the ring, hobbling. He talked about how the fans always have his back, and Gargano said he doesn't deserve the Gianni wrestling chance because he broke a promise to the fans. He said winning the NXT Championship would have solved his problems, but he failed. He started gets emotional. He doesn't know where he's going. He said he didn't lose a match at Brooklyn. He said he lost himself. Gargano said he's become something he's not proud of at Brooklyn. Gargano had some inner turmoil, and he needs to make things right for the fans and for Candice. When Regal came out, Regal said that before Aleister Black returns and burns the place down, Regal had asked Gargano if he was the one who attacked Aleister. And Gargano really didn't say much, but he said, you tell me. And Regal repeated the question, and Gargano continued to be a little bit vague. Until the Velveteen Dream showed up. What?
I loved the laugh that went through the audience when Regal's like, before Black comes back and burns this place to the ground, because he's pissed.
Uh-huh.
I love the reaction of the fans where everybody laughed at that, because it's like, yep, yep, that's accurate. But just this part of the promo was fantastic. I loved that they had Johnny acknowledge he had lost his way. I love that they had him, that he was ashamed of the fact that he had lost his way and he was trying to find his way back to who he was, and that he wants to be a better person for NXT, for Candace, for himself, for his family, for everybody. I mean, this just was wonderfully done and written, and it was a perfect, really, recovery for Johnny coming out of TakeOver.
Then the Velveteen Dream came out. I don't know what the hell he's wearing on his head, but he came out, and he talked about how people should be talking about the trending topic from NXT TakeOver, that being the Velveteen Dream. And he called Johnny Wrestling Johnny Failure.
Which Johnny was like, hey, that's funny. You want to fight?
Threw the crotch at him, and then they made a match for next week.
Yeah, Regal's like, oh, damn it. He's like, no, we are not doing that tonight. We will do that next week.
Dakota Kai beat Aaliyah.
In a solid match. Yeah. Dakota looked very cute.
EC3 was scheduled to face Lars Sullivan, but Lars Sullivan laid out EC3.
Can we just talk about how much Lars Sullivan sounds like Glenn Jacobs? Yeah. Can we just please talk about that? Because I was just sitting here listening to him talk when I was watching, and I'm like, oh my God, they sound incredibly similar to each other. It's a little scary in a good way, but it's scary.
Lars Sullivan said he admits, so unlike Aleister Black's situation, he admits he attacked EC3. And Lars said when his name comes out someone's mouth, he would rip them limb from limb. He said Mendoza was standing in Lars Sullivan territory, and then Lars Sullivan beat down Raul Mendoza.
Poor Raul Mendoza. What did he do to deserve that?
And then finally, in your main event, the Undisputed Era's Adam Cole and Roderick Strong took on Ricochet and Pete Dunne. Really good match.
Okay, so before we get into the match.
Yes.
Pete Dunne was trying really hard not to check out Ricochet in the back as they're walking to the ring. So I'm just going to need everybody in NXT to just acknowledge that Ricochet is clearly the most attractive person on that roster, and that they all just secretly have a crush on him. Like, if everybody could just acknowledge that and get past it, that would be fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like Pete's like low-key checking him out, and Ricochet's like, hey, how you doing? Like, he turns and he looks at Pete's and he just smiles and is like, oh, God, you're adorable.
They were checking out each other's belt. That's all
Are
they
you
were.
Sure?
Yes, I am positive.
Is that a euphemism for something? I mean, you know, their belt?
They were looking at each other's belt. Okay.
They were checking each other out. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, they like putting Pete Dunne in awkward positions where he has to work with people in general. And we all know he doesn't like that. So it's always funny when they put him in a tag team because he's just like, oh God, why? Where are my boys at? Like, at least he can handle Trenton Tyler. He's used to Trenton Tyler. But at this point, like anybody else, he's like, I don't want to. Don't make me. Shit, you're going to make me. Okay, fine. But in terms of the match, this was great. You wouldn't expect anything less from these guys. You really wouldn't.
Pretty much.
I mean, the only thing that was weird but funny was Kyle O'Reilly at the beginning, because he was ultra confused when Cole decided, hey, I'm going to wrestle instead of you.
Mm-hmm.
With Roderick, because he wanted to get his hands on Ricochet. So, yeah, that was a good moment, but the match itself was just utterly fantastic.
So, Cole pin Ricochet.
Which is interesting. So, could Cole, you know, be cashing in his rematch soon?
Or was it, or did he pin Dunne? He may have pinned Dunne.
I think he pinned Dunne.
Oh, yeah, he pinned Dunne. That's right. I thought he pinned Ricochet for whatever reason. But hey, Cole and Dunne is fine too.
Yeah, I'll take any combination coming out of that. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Good NXT.
It's a good NXT. I like how they're following up with the Aleister Black stuff. Again, love the Gargano stuff. Thought it was perfect. It's a wonderful way to move him forward right now from Tommaso Ciampa, because clearly they're putting space between those two. And setting up another feud for Johnny with Velveteen Dream at the same time. So, awesome, awesome stuff. But I think that does it for us. What do you think?
It does. Which means Saturday Midnight Edition, CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. We're going to have All In review. We're going to have our football preview. And a great, great debate on arcade games. Check out Saturday Night Midnight-ish. See Real Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. Sunday night, assuming there's Russell Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night's Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Check out all the episodes of the Rock Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Now available at rockradioshow.com. We'll be back next Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Rock Radio Show on all your favorite social medias, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play. Check out the Rock Extra Reviews Philly Special book review. Quick little book review now available at rockradioshow.com. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And make sure you follow and subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live, so you know when we go live with any of our content, including Fortnite, which is coming up next.
Woohoo! So you can follow me on all the social medias, at Linsward on Twitter, at Linsward on Instagram. If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com, and you can check out my Behance, behance.net/Linsward, same as the Twitters. You should also totally go to our very fine sponsors, MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211, Gerwick.net, and fightbook.com. So as Rock said, we are getting ready to play the Fortnites. We're going to find out what's up with the squad and who we've got tonight. So if y'all want to sit tight, we will be back in a couple minutes. And until then, you've been listening to the Rock Radio Show right here on wildtalkradio.com, and we'll be right back. So, night!
wildtalkradio.com.